Hello.
Hello. Oh, hi. Hello. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up. We got the inquiry yesterday that you have a locksmith and appliance repair business, and you were looking to get more leads?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, excellent. I can help you with that. How did you find out about Local Splash?
Local Splash?
Yeah, our company, localsplash.com. Mm-hmm. Do you have a friend that uses us? Or?
Yes. He's also on the line right now. It's going to be three of us. Tony?
Yep.
Local Squash.
Hi.
Is on the line.
Yeah, hello. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
Well,
I was just asking him, how did you guys find out about our program?
Oh, from Google.
Okay.
Google search.
Excellent. And then tell me a little bit about your business. Where are you guys located?
We're located in Houston, Texas, yep. Zip code is 77007.
Okay. And then you do both locksmith services and appliance repair, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Okay. Do you have a website or a business Facebook or anything like that set up yet?
For locksmith, yeah, both of them.
For locksmith, yes. For appliance, not yet.
Okay.
But in a couple of days.
Oh, in a couple of days, the one for the appliance would launch?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then what is the web address for the locksmith one, the one that's already up?
Oh, okay. It's easy locksmith.
Mm-hmm. EasyLocksmith.com or?
Just give me a note. EasyLocksmithHouston.com.
Okay, EasyLocksmithHouston.com. Okay. And how long have you guys actually been in business?
Oh, about 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good. So you're still fairly new. They say the first year or so is the hardest, so at least you guys are over that hump, right?
Yep. We went through hell, storm, you know, and rain, cold, and everything, you know. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's true, right when you started your business, huh?
Yeah. Me and Tony, we're friends since kindergarten, so
Yeah.
So we invested in both these businesses, and we have technicians, we have equipment, we have everything. It's just we don't have enough leads, actually jobs. Like leads, you know, as we start understanding how this whole thing works. So there's a difference between leads and a customer. Am I right?
Right. Yes, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, we need a customer.
Yes. Oh my goodness. So what we do, just so that you know, is we put you on the first page of Google for the categories in your area so that anytime someone's looking for a locksmith or rekeying or appliance repair or different services that you offer, we make sure that you'll be found on the first page every single time. So it's something that's designed to bring you a lot more new clients by giving you that exposure. Right? Google calls that a micro moment where, you know, they're putting you in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. And how do they know they're looking to hire you? Because the only reason they're Googling for your service is if they do have an immediate need for that service, right? So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the beauty of the program is not only would we program you in to show on the first page of Google and Bing, but we would also program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes, that's something.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether, meaning that once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on.
Yes, that's
okay.
True.
Yeah, big time. I mean, more and more people these days are doing this.
Now, okay, your approach is very different because everyone else is doing, like, you know, this basic, boring stuff that everyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, well, of course, this is a different approach. We'll be interested.
Yeah, it's such a great program because 9 out of 10 consumers, when they do a search online, they will hire off the first page of Google. So that means that we're...
Nobody ever goes on a second page of Google. People are mostly like on the first page, you know, first 5, 6 are the main, you know.
Yep. You're right. Matter of fact, less than 1% will ever click to page 2. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do the search. They see the companies coming up are local and credible. And then they hire one. It's as simple as that, you know.
Yes,
so because you guys are still 2 years in business, that would qualify you for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. Now, the reason I asked you guys about if you had a business Facebook or anything like that is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works because you know how when you do a search online for pretty much anything, chances
yes.
are next time you go to the Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a
different
search result altogether, okay? Meaning that once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll become available, or I should say from the Facebook ads, what will happen is you'll see on a tracking report how many new clients you're receiving from Facebook, how many new clients you're receiving from Google. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything
wow.
is very transparent, okay? Now, I want to let you know that because your two industries are so different from each other and
There's
you're building
two different accounts, we understand.
Right, that's what I was just going to let you know because,
yeah.
you know, sometimes people say, oh, can I get 100 different keywords and can I put locksmith keywords together with appliance repair? In theory, yes, you can do it, but it will hurt your ranking. So, you know, we always recommend that you kind of separate them. So now are you thinking to maybe start with one and see how it goes and then add the other? Are you wanting to maybe sign them both up at the same time? I mean, what are your thoughts there?
Our thoughts are probably we'll start with the locksmith first. Tonya, you agree with me?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. We're going to start with the locksmith first.
Okay.
And then, we'll see how it goes, you know, for us. And we're going to get ready to, you know, get the website ready for the appliances. And, you know, then we can start the appliances as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a smart way to do it. You know, as much as I would love people to sign up, you know, multiple locations at once, I always say you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, you know, so it's very
absolutely,
smart.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, start with the locksmith, get some strong return on investment there, and then based on that, you can absolutely sign up the appliance repair.
Absolutely. Yep.
So let's see here. On this inquiry, I got an email. tohusen@gmail.com. Would that
yes.
be the best email to send your confirmation to?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Yes, okay. And then what is your first name or whose name should I put on the account? I'm going to put both of you on here as authorized users, but typically they like the account to go under whoever the billing is under.
The billing is going to be under me, right, Tony?
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, your first name
oh, yeah,
is
my
it?
Name.
Yeah.
yeah. yes, sir. Y-A-S-A-R.
Y-A-S-A-R. That's cool. And then your last name?
H-U-S-S-A-I-N-I. N as in Nancy.
Okay. Husani or Husseini?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, that's correct.
Husseini. Okay, perfect. And then is this the phone number you would like displayed on Google, the one ending in 7900?
We actually use a service called Ucall.
Okay.
Ucalls. It's a service provider. They pick up a phone call 24 hours a day. We pay per phone call. They take all the information that we need. And after that, they send us a ready ticket with the customer's address, phone number, and everything ready. So we get, go to the job directly. We don't do, all that stuff. But we have to consult with them, get their number, to do that first, and then attach it to your application.
Okay. So I'll put this number in here for now, and then when you're ready to add that number, just let us know, and then that's the number we'll be promoting on Google, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing though. We'll be able to make a payment only on Monday.
Okay. That's no problem. I can set it up where we have the technician call you on Monday to go over your client
Absolutely.
Interview. That's where they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Now, Tony, do you want me to put your number in here as a secondary line just in case the technicians reach out to you for an update?
Yes, sure.
Let me put this on here. I'm going to put you on here as an authorized user, and I'll add your phone number. So give me a second here. It'll be in a priority note. Okay, so go ahead. What's your last name, Tony?
The H-U-S-E-Y-M-Z-A-D-E. Like Hussein Zada.
Oh, Z-A-D-E, you said, at the end?
D-A.
Okay. And then I'm going to put is authorized on this account. Okay, and then what's your phone number?
It's 346 565 9858.
9858. And is that the one that's on the website? Oh, yeah, it is. 3465. Okay, so that's the one that's on the website. Excellent. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So let me just indicate that here. And then is it officially Easy Locksmith or Easy Locksmith Inc. or LLC? How do you want the name to read?
LLC.
Okay.
LLC. Easy Locksmith.
LLC. And then what is the business address?
It's 3030 Summer Street.
Okay.
3030 Summer Street. Yeah.
In Houston.
405, yes. We're a mobile, we work like mobile locksmith.
Yeah,
yes.
We're mostly like a mobile locksmith, yep.
Yeah. So, the only reason we put the address in here is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business in the area. It's perfectly fine if you're mobile. What they'll do is they'll hide the address on the listing once it's verified, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What did you say? It was 3030 Summer Street. Did you say 405, like a unit or not?
Yeah, like 405.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought you said, unit 405. Okay, and then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I think it'll be credit card.
Okay, so I can put in the billing information but not charge it until Monday, and then that way I can actually schedule out that client interview for you. So is it your name on the card or the company
name
or both?
It's
going
to be my name. Yes,
okay, that makes it easy. And then is there a middle name or initial, or is it just your first and last?
No, nothing. Just first and last.
Okay, and then is the billing address also the 3030 Summit Street, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It's going to be different. It's the 89 Airline Road.
89 Airline Road. Okay.
Clinton, Connecticut. Like Bill Clinton.
Okay. That's easy. Clinton, Connecticut. Okay. And the zip?
06413.
Okay. So 89 Airline Road, Clinton 06413. And then in order to do the post date for Monday, is it a Visa, MasterCard? What type of card?
I'm pulling up the right now. Just give me a second.
Of course. No problem.
Okay, it's going to be... I can't pull out. I'm at the wheel right now. I can't pull out the card number. 1 second.
Yes, please be safe. That always makes me nervous.
1 second. Stop. 5187.
Okay.
2565.
Got it.
8247.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. 8246. I'm sorry. 8246.
Okay, got it. I fixed it. 8246.
Yep. 0285.
0285. Okay, and expiration?
329.
329. And the code?
165.
Okay. So what I'll do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for Monday for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. I hit a button and, no, I think I have it correct. Your first name was Y-A-S-A-R, right?
Y-A-S-A-R. Yep.
Yes, sir. Okay, perfect. So it's stuck. Okay, perfect. So for the voice verification recording, it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Easy Locksmith, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Co-owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, so all that means is if you do anything else for your business online, which you shouldn't have to, right, because you already have a website, we're going to include the Facebook, we're going to do ads and the directories and the search engines, but if you want to do anything else online, just let us know about it so it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing for you, okay?
Okay.
Make sense? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Monday's date, which is May 13th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term
is
complete.
And that's for 1 year.
No, it's a month-to-month subscription. So it's $299 monthly. And the first payment goes the $99 setup fee on the first payment only. So,
okay, so
yeah.
let's do this. Put it on a Tuesday because the money is coming in on Monday. I don't know what time they're gonna cash in, but Tuesday, let's do Tuesday for the payment. And
Tuesday
I have
instead.
One more question.
Okay.
Yeah, Tuesday instead. Just one more question. What if we don't get any leads or any calls for that month?
So typically in the first month, it's going to be a lot of programming. So first page placement takes 30 to 45 days. Industry standard takes 90 days. So we're way ahead of the curve because we're a premier partner to Google. In the interim, we're processing and running Facebook ads for you, and those will launch in as early as 2 weeks. I always tell people, of course, you'll see activity within your first month because we do the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. Okay? So with that being said, I want to finish the last section of the voice recording because that's the part that's important to you where it says that you can cancel at any time because it's a monthly subscription, okay?
Okay.
So it says, and I fixed it now, so the initial payment for the account setup would be charged on Tuesday, which is May 14th, in the discounted rate of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. I am,
yes.
But
okay.
Now, but right now I would like to have a day to speak with Tony and decide
yes.
if we want to go, because 30 days is like, we are looking for leads, you know, ASAP, and because we have all the equipment, we have people, but like, the most money, like, right now is going to salaries that we cannot, you know, provide, you know, with
a job. I see.
So, yeah.
No, I definitely understand, and I want you to be comfortable before you do anything. I do want to let you know, because you and I didn't discuss this, that in the last 30 days in the Houston area, there were 1,812 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's a huge book of business in your backyard. The problem is right now you have a weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers, and this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business, right? So
yeah.
I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program, and they flip a switch on Tuesday, and all of a sudden, you know, you get 1,812 new clients, right? Because that's not realistic. But what we do know is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. So,
No, go ahead. So if first month you're going to be just programming us, correctly? Correct? So we're not going to pop up on any searches.
You might. So there's a couple of things that will make your programming go faster. So we say 30 to 45 days, but there's two things that you have to be responsive to. Okay, so number one is that on Tuesday we'll create an appointment for the technician to call you to start that client interview. That's what gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak. So don't miss that appointment. If something important comes up and you have to reschedule it, try to reschedule it for the same day, right? Try not to delay the process by pushing that out, okay? So that's the first piece of the puzzle. The second piece of the puzzle is you're going to get an email on Tuesday once we process the payment, and it will say pictures needed for Google verification. Okay, and that's a very important part of the process. There's about 7 different things that will be suggested on that email, like a business license or registration. If you don't have that, it will say, okay, send us an invoice with your address, or send a picture of your work vehicle since you're mobile with tools, or, you know, even a work vehicle with a license plate just to prove that you're in the Houston area, right? So once you send that all over to us, we submit it to Google, and then they trust you, and they say, okay, this is a valid business in the area, and we can publish it. So just be mindful that you don't have to send all 7 suggestions in that email, but if you send over whatever you can, that will make the process go smoothly and for you to get verified even quicker.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, people get that email and they don't send us anything, and 3 weeks goes by and we call them, and then finally we get a hold of them, and then they send us stuff then. things like that will delay the process, right? And the same thing with, you know, pushing the client interview out. So as long as you do those two things in a timely manner, you're absolutely going to see results even quicker, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then when you guys are ready to put the appliance repair on here, did you purchase the domain for that one already, or are you in the works of setting it up?
I don't know. That's Tony's job.
Oh, that's
yeah,
Tony.
Yeah,
oh.
I'll rather put it. I'll wait. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what we usually do when it's one account with two different businesses is I can discount the second one for you by $50 a month. So for the second one, it would be $249 monthly. And what I could do is put them together when you, that time comes. And then you guys, if you wanted to split it, you're just paying $274 each. And that way you're getting the same program for the appliance repair, but you're getting a discounted rate because it's a second business, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then, Yasir, I just sent you an email, and that email has my name on it. My name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So if you have any questions, you know, between now and Tuesday, feel free to call me. Yes. Tony, do you want me to text you my direct line, too, just so that you have it?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll send you my direct line also on a text. I'll send that to both of you. And then on Tuesday, when this payment processes, an email will come to you, Yasir, that says terms and conditions. Because I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, it will be very important for you to go in and acknowledge that with your e-signature just to ensure that your pricing never goes up. So when you see that, it's super simple. It'll just have you click on a link, and then you would just confirm that pricing with your e-signature, and then no matter what happens in the future, you're still grandfathered into this pricing, okay?
Okay, understood.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then other than that, on Tuesday, that client interview will take 20, maybe 30 minutes. What would work best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what time is available.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Afternoon. Okay. So we could do 1, 3, or 6.
6.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 5. I'm sorry, 5 is the latest.
5.
5 o'clock.
5
okay.
Central time or Eastern time?
5 on Central Time.
Central Time.
Will that work?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, okay. So I'm blocking out an hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time on Tuesday, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then...
Well, you'll get to know us. We don't panic ever. We'll just deal with it however it is.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, you know, you guys are mobile and you're locksmiths, so you probably have to give people a window, too. But I've had people before, you know, where their client interviews at 9 in the morning and they're calling me at 9:01 saying, Tina, I didn't get the call yet, you know.
Wow.
And I tell them, you will, you know, just remember we blocked out the hour for you just in case, you know. Yeah.
No, absolutely. No, we'll find, because we still have work to do. Like, we work and that'll be fine. Like, me and Tony were always on the phone. Like, he just called us, we were still on the phone talking. So.
Oh, good. Oh, it was good timing then. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to both of you. And do you want me
to? Thank you very much.
Tony, do you want me to forward the email that I sent to Yasir to you also? Because that has the pricing page and the different packages.
That is Tony's email.
That's my email.
Oh, it is your email.
Email is mine, but items.
So, Yasir, on Tuesday when this payment goes through, will you get the email with the terms and conditions, or should I put a different one in here for you?
No, I will get it.
You'll get it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You'll get it, yeah.
Oh, well, you guys have been friends since kindergarten, so that's the least you can do is
absolutely.
Share your email, right?
Yeah, it stops on a toothbrush.
Yeah. You know, I have to tell you, I have 4 kids, and the 3 older ones, they just kind of, you know, grew up and kind of lost touch with most people they went to school with, but my youngest daughter, she's 23 now, She has a whole group of friends that she met in kindergarten, and even now in their 20s, they still hang out. I think it's the coolest thing ever. And they all have, like, their own lives now, and they're busy. They don't, you know, get together every weekend or anything, but they're all, they always stay in touch, and, you know, once in a while, hey, let's go out to brunch, or, you know, let's go out for a drink, or, and I think it's so neat that, you know, because you don't see that. Yeah.
You see, you know the person from, you know, from the core, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, that nothing new about, you know, there's nothing new will come out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know the person, you know, you know what to expect, you know, everything.
Yeah,
we know each other about 30 years, you know, 30 years.
30, wow. Yeah, yeah. We went to Mexico to celebrate.
Oh, I like it. You're my kind of guys. Are you going to Cabo, or where are you going?
We went to Tulum, and we went to Cancun.
Oh, how beautiful. Oh, that's great. Well, I'm going to tell my daughter that when they're both in their 30s, they're going to have to head over to Mexico and celebrate with all of her friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the best holiday ever, I'm telling you. With a million memories, and it's just, you know, it's been fantastic.
It's funny because she wanted to do that over the holidays because, you know, we were big, like, Hawaii people, you know, and she said, you know,
I'd
rather go to Mexico. That sounds more fun. But I found out that she let her passport expire and we couldn't get it renewed in time. But I'm like, hey, we got to get it ready because there's always next time, you know.
I'll tell you a trick. If you go to the passport agency and you show the ticket, you know, you can book a ticket but don't buy it. Show them that you have a flight in 2 days and they'll do the emergency service for you for $149. I'll give you the passport the same day.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you. You know what? I actually heard about someone that did that, but I didn't know it was a protocol. I guess that they had bought the tickets. And the husband didn't get his passport renewed in time, so he had to go, I think, to, like, San Antonio or something. It wasn't close to here, but he went into the passport office, and they gave it to him the same day. So he ended up making his flight.
Awesome.
So,
yeah,
it was amazing.
You can always do that. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Okay, well, thank you for that piece of advice. I love it. Yeah, and
thank you.
You guys are all set for 5 o'clock on let me just make sure. Yeah, 5 o'clock on Tuesday on the 14th. And I sent you an email reminder of that appointment. You'll get that reminder like an hour ahead of time just to kind of give you the heads up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, welcome aboard to both of you and have a really profitable year. All right.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Thank you
very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice evening. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.